You know, I've tried to keep up with him a little bit because I just like the way that he plays. I think he's a good guy, too, from the times that I've talked to him. And, you know, I think that he's done a great job. You know, I really do. You know, he's in a great situation there, you know, with an organization and a team that believes in him, that has built around him. And I think the sky's the limit for him because we can all see the physical abilities. I mean, he can do anything you ask him to do. So I think that he's handled himself really well, and, you know, I'm a big fan.
Relationship you have with Andre Johnson and your brothers in
Houston? Yeah, I've known Dre since I was little, and he's a good friend, man. Every time I see him, you know, we stand there and we talk pretty much the whole time after the post game, you know, and, you know, he used to come to my high school games, you know, back in Houston, so I've known him, I've known his uncle for a long time, and so, you know, I love Andre, and, you know, hopefully I get a jersey from him.
You ever get a chance to throw to it?
I've definitely thrown to him. You know, it made throwing to my high school teammates a little easier. Throwing to him back in the day, but yeah, man, he's that guy's a first ballot. I mean, if he's not, that's crazy. But he's one of the best receivers to ever play this game.
Derek, you touched on this the other day, but we play against your defense every day in practice.
Yeah.
What do you see out of these guys that we haven't seen before?
To tell you the truth, it's super competitive. You know, they're getting in our face. You know, they're making plays. You know, all those things, all the things you want to see. You know, I've been on teams in my, not just in the NFL, but in my life, where you go out to practice and the ball doesn't hit the ground one time. You know, and it kind of worries you a little bit. You know, but that's not the case. You know, it's super competitive. I don't know what's going on in their meetings. I'm not in there, but I just know that I have a lot of confidence in them.
As a quarterback, how enjoyable is it?
I kind of get myself in trouble sometimes not finishing my boots because I want to watch it, you know, and that's a good thing, except if you ask Coach Downing. But, I love handing that ball off, and all of a sudden you just see him going. And, I remember, my rookie year, whatever reason, that wasn't the case. And it's gotten a little better, and then this year it's, taken off here in the first two games. So, I hope it continues. Like I said, I hope we – run for 40 touchdowns. I don't care. As long as we're winning and moving the ball, I'm good with it.
Arrangement of running backs will do for Latavius. I mean, he looked pretty fresh in the fourth quarter. And
yeah.
Last year he was 40. He looked kind of worn down by the end of the year. It looks like this year, with the help, he should be stronger.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that, with regards to him being fresh throughout the whole game, and that's huge because he's our guy, man. He's our guy. He's our Pro Bowl running back that, we're going to give the ball to, when we need it. And, to see the way that he's running so physical, and putting his pads down and hitting people is fun. It's fun for me to watch because I don't have to tackle him, I think that having him fresh in the fourth quarter, and I told him when we had all these running backs, starting to play well during training camp, we'd sit back there and watch him. I said, man, that's the best thing that ever happened for you. And he would just laugh. And, because as a competitor, he wants every rep, but I said, man, I said, just remember, that's the best thing that happened to you, because every ball he gets, he's going to be 100% fresh.
You think the same when the Raiders drafted Connor Cook, that was going to make you better?
I was going to help him get better.
Yeah.
I was going to help him get better. No, Connor's awesome, man. I just told him the other day after the game, I said, man, I'm thankful for you. And he looked at me and just kind of laughed. I said, you're a joy to be around. during the game, he's really helpful. During the week of, during the meeting room and all those things, we get on him and have him do rookie things, and he takes it so awesome. So he's been great to have around, and he's going to be a good football player too.
Do you guys need to take more deep shots? Obviously you want to, but.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the coverage, and I'm not going to ever change no matter, who comes up and says, you got to throw it deep. Well, I'm going to do what's best for the team, in those situations. So. Obviously you want to push the ball downfield, and the first two games we've had some big plays. Obviously they come in different forms and fashions, but as long as we're staying explosive, I think that's the main thing that we want, not just the ball traveling, 80 yards in the air, but, making sure that we're staying explosive and moving, getting big plays. I think that's the most important thing.
When you do get a chance to see kind of swing your head around to watch the run game go, what do you notice on the left side of the offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, Kelechi is super physical. It's not just them. I mean, it's everybody. I mean, I turn the film on and watch the game, and, there's pancake after pancake. These are one-on-one blocks, too. It's not like two guys on one. It's one-on-one. Our guys are just finishing. And, you know, I love it, obviously, you know, because they're on my side. You know, it's better than them coming this way. You know, so if that can continue, I think it's going to bode well for us, especially as the year goes on.
How easy was it for him to fit into the system, given what he came?
Kelechi? Oh, he's awesome. You know, he has a perfect mentality because all of our guys have that nasty, you know, fierce, strong mentality when we get in that huddle on game day. And when he came in, it was a perfect fit. You know, so I think that's the best way to say it, is he fit in just fine.
Derek, there's that one ball, Sonny, the long ball and result in the PI and stuff. Do you ever think, with today's rules, that maybe teams should just take two or three of those a game to see in case,
oh, yeah,
in
hey.
case they, you know, get a PI?
No, seriously, I did. I watched some, I forget what offseason it was, but I did a study on that. I've got just throwing it, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you just get the PI.
Yeah,
you find out that there's a lot of pass interference calls, you know. there is. There really is. You know, and now, you know, obviously you got to be efficient because they're not going to call it every time.
Right.
And sometimes when you don't throw it, they don't call it, you know. So, you know, it's got to be, you know, because if you throw it up, you don't know if he's going to fall into him and those things and all that. But it's funny to watch, you know, because some of the biggest plays you see are those PI calls, you know. But it's the rule. I mean, can't push guys in the back. You got to look back for the ball. It's tough on corners. It really is.
Is that study for college or for
a
class? Or?
No, I just did it for fun. Yeah, that's fun to me. That's fun to me.
You guys' numbers are pretty high offensively across the league. Is there still a sense you guys can do more, though? Is there still a sense there's still more to be done on offense?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we turn the film on, and, you know, we want to be so perfect on every play. And I think that's what drives us, and that's what drove us all offseason, is that we see, like, man, we've ran this before, and we've done it perfectly, and we've seen the outcome. Why didn't we do it this time? And, you know, that's where the corrections come in and those things. So it just keeps us hungry. You know, we didn't come out here today in our walkthrough and be like, oh, we've scored some points. You know, we're going to take it easy today. I mean, everyone was locked in. And, you know, no mental errors. You know, that's the big thing. Guys are staying in their plays, especially early in the week. The less mental errors you can have, it really shows. Guys are taking time before they get here to spend their time in the playbook and the game plan and those things, and that's good to see.
In what ways do you think Amari is better this year? He's obviously off to a really –
I think he's healthy, you know. I think he feels good. You know, I think that he's playing extremely fast, extremely confident. And I think that he's making me look a lot better than I am sometimes, you know, with some of those catches. We all held our breath a couple times, you know, and I think that he's just playing, you know, he's playing like the guy that everyone knows that he is. I was happy he hung in the air. There was two white jerseys standing there like this behind him. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff, man, that I'm talking about is, you know, I threw that ball, you know, going down, and you try and put as much on it as you can, but you can't help it, and you're just kind of praying, like, please stay up in the air. And he did, man. It was awesome.